What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is gonna be a rather quick video. I got the washing machine, which also works as a dryer. That's why you guys are hearing it as if you're hearing a plane freaking take off or some dumb shit like that. But this video is actually a response to a video that Coffee Talk, he did a short video a couple of minutes ago on MGTOW TV. And he's saying that in America now, they're putting anti-theft technology on fish. You know, when you go buy fish from the market, you know, they're not putting, you know, a tag on the actual fish itself. You know, like when you buy a half a pound of salmon from the seafood section, they're putting a tag on that, not the actual fish itself. And he's saying it has come to that. And here in Latvia, guys, I travel with my backpack because that's where I keep my laptop. I remember first time I went to like Remy, which is their version of Ralph's or Kroger or Publix if you're in Florida. And I was going there with my backpack, and I'm like, I'm 100% certain, you know, security is gonna tell me, hey man, you have to check that backpack, something like that. You know, they do that in Egypt too, where they check your backpack and they say, yo man, we're gonna keep this backpack over here. We're gonna give you a number. Once you come out, you know, you give us a number, we'll give you your backpack, and that's the end of that. So I walked into Remy, I passed the security guard, he didn't say a single thing, and I was probably more certain than that somebody was actually gonna follow me around, like, what's this guy doing over here? But here's the thing, guys, for the past 2 weeks since I came here, because as you guys know, I buy my food fresh all the time, I never ever had a problem with walking around Remy wearing my backpack, holding food in my hand. In fact, I've seen other people walk around with their backpacks. Security ain't checking nobody. What does this tell you guys? This tells you that here in Latvia, theft, they don't have that problem at all here in Latvia. In fact, I'm gonna show you what I bought today. And I'm gonna show you, so I think I might have the receipt with me. I usually do keep the receipt with me in case, you know, somebody stops me and says, hey man, where do you get that from? You know, in America, they got freaking Walmart greeters, you know, asking for receipt on the way out. That's how bad it is. But here in Latvia, so like, wow. All right, so I bought this multi-grain cereal, guys. It's this is a store brand. I think I got it for about 2 euros, which is not bad if you ask me. This is my backpack, by the way. I got the usual chicken here. Is that the receipt? I'm gonna look at it later if it's the receipt. I got my usual chicken. Okay, so it's 5 euros and 30 cents per kilo. Now here's the deal, guys. I think the chicken here is actually as cheap as Colombia, maybe even a tad cheaper, and I'm gonna tell you why. If I buy the chicken breast that has skin on it and has bone in on it, that's actually 3 euros and 79 cents, which is about the price I buy chicken from Mexico and Colombia for. So obviously, guys, this over here is skinless and boneless, so yeah, this is worth the extra euro and a half. But I think overall chicken here is about the same price as in Colombia and in Mexico. Let's see what else I got. I got French bread. That's Euro 35. Obviously, I had to break it in half to fit into my bag. In Florida, I think you can buy French bread for $1.50. So this is about the same price as you'll buy a French bread in America. Okay, I think it's down here. Ah, there's the receipt. Okay, cool. I'm also going to look at the receipt to make sure I don't have anything else hiding in the bag. This is 1 liter of milk. I think this is regular milk. They also had another type of milk called kefir milk. I did my quick research on the internet, and kefir milk is like fermented milk, some dumb shit like that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this milk. Hopefully it's regular milk. We're going to find out in a couple of minutes. Anything else I have down here hiding? I don't think so. Let me look at the receipt. All right. So here's the receipt of all the stuff I bought today. I bought everything for €9, which is like $9.50, as you guys can see here. All right. So, okay. So, oh, wow. The milk is actually 79 cents. Okay, so this milk over here is 79 cents. The chicken is €6.13 because that's a little bit over a kilo, I guess. The €1.35 is the French bread, and the cereal is €2.35, which is like what, $2.50 American. So I have a total of 4 items, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. So all you guys see here, minus, you know, the onions, I got that yesterday. All this that you see over here, guys, I bought for like $9.50 American. So I think I got a good deal. I know a lot of you guys are saying that inflation is hitting Latvia high, and, you know, that's true according to the natives. But by American standards, not only are we getting a good deal, I think so. But the fact that you can shop with your freaking backpack and nobody's following you around, nobody's telling you, hey, man, check that shit, you know, let me see your backpack, dude. This is a society that you guys should be living in. I made a video the other day. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel far more at peace here in Latvia than I ever did in Colombia or in South America, or even compared to America. Now I know why, guys. The fact that you can shop around with your freaking backpack like this and nobody says anything, this just goes to show you how peaceful that society really is. A lot of you guys out there watching this shit, man, if you live in a society where they tell you, hey, man, you gotta check your backpack, hey, man, you know, security is following you around, you don't need to be living in that city, man. You really don't. Also, another thing I wanted to tell you, if you guys remember when I bought my pants a couple of days ago, right? I told you guys I bought my pants from Zara. Best pants ever. So when I bought my pants, you see, Zara actually has like 3 department stores, okay? You got the men's, you got the kids, and you got the women's. So the men's, when I went to buy the pants, they're like, oh, our register is closed, so you have to go to the women's department. I literally walked out of the store with the pants in my hand with the backpack. If I wanted to, I could have definitely robbed them and put the pants in my backpack and just continued walking on. But obviously, you know, I'm not a criminal. I don't do that. You know, that shit is haram. You know, that's how you get your hand cut off. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys, the fact that these people have absolutely no problem with you walking around with a backpack or going from one department to another with the merchandise. Oh, shut the fuck up, you dumb machine. With the merchandise in your hand, and they don't have anybody following you around or any dumb shit like that, man. Now I know why I feel far more comfortable and at peace here in Latvia than I ever have in Colombia, Mexico, or even back in America. So the point that I want to get across to you guys out there watching this video, man, is that if you don't have the... Jesus Christ, man, shut the fuck up. I already opened you. Damn machine. Yeah, I just put in my bed covers in there because, you know, after 2 weeks, you know, you gotta wash that shit. Not to mention all the freaky deaky stuff I did with the girl a couple of days ago, you know. So, you know, the stuff that we only do with Yogi Ob's mom or Bitch Pill's mom. If I'm in the mood for white meat, which I was, but... What the hell? Well, I probably have to take the shit out of the damn thing, okay? So it's not just opening the door makes it shut the fuck up. But going back to what I was saying, guys, if you don't have this type of amana, the word amana, by the way, guys, the word amen comes from the Semitic word amana. Amana means security, it means trust, it means faithfulness, okay? So when you guys say amen, what you guys are really saying is that I have full faith, security, and trust in, you know, God or in what you said. So when you have this type of amana here in Latvia where you can walk around with a backpack in a freaking grocery store, where you can walk from one department to another department with the $40 worth of merchandise in your hand and nobody's like following you around, you know, this type of safety, security, faithfulness that the people have and the fact that you're not going to be a fucking robber, that's enough for me to say, hey man, America, I honestly can't do America anymore, dudes. I really can't, you know. With the exception of having elderly parents back in America, I really can't do America anymore, man. In America, man, it's gonna be freaking Starbucks, gym, beach, and then maybe buy my food later from Walmart. And the good thing is, when I buy my food from Walmart, they don't check my receipts, you know. First of all, I only buy a couple of stuff and I hold them in my hands. And the Walmart greeter, he knows who I am. Listen, man, at the end of the day, man, let's keep shit 100, dudes. Who's more inclined to rob Walmart? You know, black people or me? You know, it is what it is, dudes. I mean, think about it. You know, you're in a freaking white majority country, there are no ethnics, and the ethnics here are on their best behavior, otherwise they get deported, and they don't check receipts, they don't check anything. I'm like walking outside Remy like, hey man, ain't anybody gonna check my bag, you know? But so this just goes to show you guys, this whole multiculturalism at the end of the day, guys, is a failure. And it's a failure because of the ethnic people that you're trying to integrate. You know, like I said, in Egypt, they won't allow you to walk around like that, dude. They really won't. And if you have to go to another department to ring up your clothes in Egypt, they're gonna have a security guard escort you there, you know. Because again, in colored people's countries, there is no amana, there is no security over there. Everybody's trying to rob, everybody's trying to scam, okay? So this is why I tell you guys out there, man, for America, it's over because of multiculturalism. But here in Northern Europe, you know, they're doing good, man. They're doing good. And I don't think Latvia is going to end up like Sweden or any of these fucking retarded countries. At least I hope not. So, even though, I mean, you know, my only problem with Sweden, and this is really a problem with God, not Sweden, is that it's super cold, you know. I was walking around for 5-6 minutes. I was like, I can't think right. You know, it's like something is wrong with my body. I just couldn't take the cold, you know. So, you know, that's a me problem. I'm pretty sure, guys, if I actually dress right, you know, cold would not be a problem for me. But as of right now, guys, the important thing I wanted to get across to you in this video is that, amana, having a society where you have faith, trust, and security is the way to go. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Peace.